Thank you and good evening. The Eureka City Council, Mayor Frank Yeager, and a panel of local experts met with the three final candidates vying for the vacant city manager's job in Eureka. Yeager put together a panel to help in both the search and the interview process, a panel that includes local city managers Regan Candelario of Fortuna, Randy Mendoza of Arcata, and former Eureka City manager David Tyson. Candelario said that the inclusion of managers from other cities was somewhat surprising.
I've seen some different models where there's community groups that'll be brought in, you know, a lot of the people that regularly attend council meetings or the Chamber of Commerce and other groups that have a lot of active relationships with the local community. Although I can't remember ever seeing one where it's been a list of other city managers.
Candelario pointed out that while he and others bring their expertise, the final decision is up to the council.
It's really what they want. So I think that's probably why you don't usually end up with a lot of this cooperative effort from other local, you know, officials in the same position. But in this case, I think it does make a lot of sense.
The three candidates answered questions from the panel and then conducted 90-minute interviews with the city council. The State Board of Equalization voted unanimously on Monday to lower the state excise tax on a gallon of gasoline by 3.5 cents, effective July 1st of this year. The move lowers the tax back to June of 2013 levels, when it rose to 39.5 cents due to bills passed by the legislature. Board members said the lower tax helps Californians, who pay some of the highest gas taxes in the country. It also helps the economy. It's unclear how much relief we'll see at the pump, however, and it was just last week that state lawmakers proposed raising the gas tax to 43 cents per gallon, a proposal still under consideration. Arcata police arrested a Eureka woman after a check of license plates on a vehicle parked outside the Motel 6 came back belonging to another vehicle. During the investigation, officers contacted two people in a motel room, 38-year-old Joshua Morris of Blue Lake and 41-year-old Kim Winter of Eureka. Morris was immediately arrested for several outstanding warrants. Winter was also taken into custody for outstanding warrants and a probation violation. She was also booked for possession of stolen property and forged documents. After officers searched the vehicle and found numerous stolen identification cards, social security cards, and debit cards. Winter, who had provided a false name to officers, was also found in possession of a fake driver's license, as well as drug paraphernalia. Eureka police arrested David Geeter at a C Street apartment building early Tuesday morning following a six-hour standoff overnight. Officers were called to the scene after a report of shots fired was received. Further investigation revealed that Geeter is suspected of having fired at least two rounds from a handgun during an argument with two other people. The standoff occurred after officers, who had established a perimeter, could not initially make contact with Geeter. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local law enforcement leaders, elected officials, mental health experts, and community members are participating in a public meeting at the Warfinger Building this evening to discuss crime, jail release times, and how to improve public safety in the city of Eureka. Concerns have risen since the murder of Father Eric Freed, killed by a man who had been released from jail at just after midnight on January 1st. Sheriff Mike Downey said that jail staff acted properly in releasing Gary Bullock that night, and Supervisor Mark Lovelace said part of the problem is funding.
We know that right now we've got 13 frozen positions in sheriff's deputies, down from what it had been. I'm not even sure how far back you'd have to go to get to that full staffing. We've also got a couple of positions that I know he's been trying to fill, and a number of folks that are out on long-term injury leave, which happens in a demanding physical position like that.
Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, who plans to change the way his department battles crime, said he wants a better informed public.
One of the things I want to do is make our crime statistics map and a little bit user-friendly so that people can see it for themselves. I want them to have the ability to look at the same crime data that the police do. That, to me, is part of being transparent, so that they're able to take a look at these things and they can judge for themselves.
Mills also said it's a community effort and that assistance is needed from both public and private sectors. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.